Hello, this is Dennis Wing, and welcome to another e-course. This is Blues 2, all right? So this course assumes that you've done blues in the introduction to the blues. I called it Blues for Beginners. This is a really fun session, which is mostly done live with a student. The reason I give you recordings from actual lessons is so that it's a lot easier for me to gauge how fast to go while recording when I'm sitting with a student than just kind of in a vacuum, you know? But before we jump in, there's something I want to reiterate about the blues itself, why we teach the blues. I'm not necessarily recommending the blues be a style that you should become proficient in or anything like that. I'm not recommending it over any other genre of music, you know, as a question of personal taste or anything like that. But blues and guitar go together so hand in hand. You know, it's actually, I think it's possible that the music itself got influenced by the actual, you know, invention of the electric guitar. And the guitar is sort of tuned in such a way that it makes blues playing very, very easy. So the point of the story is I'm teaching you blues in order so that you can learn your instrument better. You'll learn things about the instrument that are very useful to you because we're doing blues. So I'm teaching you blues because it's a way of showing you things that you need to know for all the other styles you may play. And who knows, you may want to play blues as well. All right, so that's the stylistic point of view. The technical point that I want to make sure you're having before you begin listening to the lesson with the student is what you need to know from the part one in order to do part two. Now, at the bottom of Blues for Beginners Part 1, there was a tablature, a line of tablature, and it is not necessary for you to go find that document right now because I've rewritten it on a fretboard diagram as part of your Blues Part 2 reference sheet, okay? And all it is it's called a minor pentatonic scale. You put finger 1 on the 6th string 5th fret, and it'll sound like this. Alright, so pause the recording if you need to find that note. But 6th string 5th fret, just like it says on the diagram, you're going to put finger 1 on that. And then you're going to put finger 4 on the same string 8th fret. Okay, so in the Blues Volume 1, it had it written in tablature form, meaning the fret numbers. But in this form, I'm giving it to you as an actual scale diagram. So I'm just getting you started because once I jump in the lesson, I'm going to assume that everyone knows. Some of you may recognize this from Blues Number 1, but in case you don't, I'm going to just, you know, assume that you don't remember anything, which is fine. And then we'll just jump in like that. So it's finger 1, string 6, fret 5, and then pinky plays string 6, fret 8. So you should have that and that. Then you move to the next string. 5th string, 5th fret, 1st finger. It sounds like that. And then same string, 7th fret, 3rd finger. Okay? So far you got... Alright? And if that doesn't make sense, pause the recording, go back and listen to it. But so far I got 4 notes on the 6th string, frets 5 and 8, and the 5th string, frets 5 and 7. I'm going to move on to the 4th string, frets 5 and 7, and then the 3rd string, frets 5 and 7, all played with fingers 1 and 3, and then 2nd string, frets 5 and 8, and then the 1st string, frets 5 and 8 again. I also recommend you are going backwards. Start on where the note played by pinky, 1st string, 8th fret, and then to 1st string 5th fret, and then to 2nd string 8th fret, and then to 2nd string 5th fret, and then to 3rd string 7th fret, and then to etc. going down. Okay, so using that sheet as your reference guide, you're starting on the first note that's at the bottom of the diagram with finger 1. And then so you're reading to the right and then up the page. All right? So it should sound like this. turn around and go backwards. Okay? So if that doesn't make sense to you, go back and listen to that again until you got that. Because then if you haven't been able to get to this point, the rest of the lesson is not going to make sense. So make sure you got that part. That's called a minor pentatonic. And in this particular case, it's in the key of A, because the very first note you start on happens to be an A, the 6th string, 5th fret. Okay, and that's where I start in the lesson. All right? So what follows is how to use, like, okay, now you just learned a scale or you remembered it from Blues Volume 1. How do you use it now? And we talked about this a little bit in Volume 1, where you can just play the scale over any notes of the chord. But this Volume 2 goes a little deeper, like, okay, well, what kind of rhythm do I use? What kind of picking pattern do I use? What, you know, how should it really work? So this is implementation support for what you did in Volume 1. All right, have fun.